Philip Semple Pierre of the Desert and Care. Today's date is 10/23/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Juan Suarez. Suarez spells S-U-A-R-E-Z. Juan spells J-U-A-N. Date of birth is 6/28/1970. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here with bilateral knee pain period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 weeks period. Said he has a long history of DJD and symptoms are similar, period. He denies trauma. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed. His history is significant for hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, depression, a family history, diabetes and epilepsy, surgical history, cataract, period. Next paragraph, medication. Rosuvastatin, next line, losartan, next line, amlodipine, next line, excitalopram, next paragraph, allergies none, next paragraph, a review of systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period, next paragraph, physical exam, is alert oriented, no acute distress, vital signs are as follows, O2 sat is 98% at room air, blood pressure is 127 over 81, pulse 60, respiration 18, temperature 97.9, period, next paragraph, HENT normal, next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory effort, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period, next paragraph, abdomen distended, secondary to mild obesity, next paragraph, extremities, bilateral knee, full range of motion with grating, no edema, no erythema, joint is not hot to touch, no negative ballotment, period. Negative valgus, negative varus, negative Lachman, negative Matmori, neurovascularly intact, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is knee, bilateral knee pain. Assessment number two is DJD, bilateral knee, period. next paragraph, patient was offered trigger point injections for both knees. He accepted. I explained the procedure to patient. We discussed complications, which include infection, the failure of the injection, recurrence. Next paragraph, patient says he understands the risk and give me verbal consent to proceed. Next paragraph, site was prepped using betadine. Site was then overwiped with alcohol. Next line, lidocaine without epinephrine along with 80 milligrams of solumedrol was mixed together in one syringe. Next line, painful site was identified by patient and they were marked with a skin marker. Next line, sites identified for pain was injected with approximately 1 to 2 milliliters of the solumedrol and lidocaine concentration. I did 3 sites on the left and 4 sites on the right, period. Next line, patient tolerate procedure well. There were no complications. Patient had, educated on home care. He was advised to come back to the clinic if he is worse within 2 days. We'll go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. Patient was sent home with Robaxin, 500 milligrams, 1 POBID for 30 days, number 60, end of the patient. He was also given a work excuse to return to work on 10/27/2025, end of the patient.